On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am very well, and I watched the Eurovision movie after you recommended it last week, and I had a great time.
Oh, good.
It was very silly, and it was exactly what I felt like, so cheers for that one.
Yeah. Kind of made me discover a dilettante-esque obsession with Iceland. Something like all about Iceland now.
Yeah, I had a phase of that after reading a book that was set in Iceland, and then all I did was listen to Björk for like weeks on end. But we're not talking about Iceland this morning. What are we talking about?
Yeah, well, the film festival is coming up. Obviously, very different vibes this year. It was going to be a sort of a new vibe anyway this year with a new director in there, but obviously the COVID situation has created a weird situation for many film festivals around the world, and this year the film festival is sort of principally going to be an online thing with some cinema showings. They're doing stuff at the Bridgeway, the Capitol, mm-hmm. the Hollywood out in Avondale and a few other places, but it's not just here's some films you can rent online. They're actually doing like timed premieres and screenings, so there is a sense of communal behaviour around it. People will be seeing stuff at the same time and hopefully reacting in a communal way to it.
I'm sure Twitter will be popping off, I'm imagining.
Yeah, so I just sort of in the spirit of that, I thought I'd mention a couple of titles.
Awesome.
I'm excited about it's a peered back lineup this year for the reasons we just discussed. Not as many films playing as there might be in a normal year, but lots of interesting stuff showing. Obviously, there's going to be quite a few New Zealand premieres.
Mm.
There's a documentary, very interesting looking documentary called The Girl on the Bridge, which is about suicide, which is this major issue in New Zealand that we don't talk about enough. So it's good that it is being addressed. And it's kind of this big scourge on our nation that I think we've got kind of, a long way to go in terms of acknowledging how prevalent it is. I mean, most people would agree with that, I think.
I think so, yeah.
And there's this trans drama, Rurangi, which looks quite interesting as well. And there's obviously the usual collections of New Zealand shorts and Marion Pacifica shorts, which are always worth checking out.
I think that if people are not like fans of short films or it's not something they normally gravitate towards, those are really good places to start, because I've never been disappointed by the short film selection at the NZIFF.
It's true. They're beautifully curated, and it's sort of the best of what we've got to offer, and it's a great kind of entry point into that world. The closing night film is part of this Icelandic obsession I have. I referenced earlier. It's called The County. It's a comedy about a woman squaring off against powerful forces in Iceland. I've developed this idea that I think Iceland is like the New Zealand of the cluster of countries up in that part of the world, kind of small and a bit.
You feel an affinity with it.
Around it. Yeah, yeah. I've been going hard on the Sigur Rós.
Nice.
There's an amazing-looking documentary called King of the Cruise, which is about cruise ships and this guy who's obsessed with them.
I saw the trailer for this one. It looks super weird and super interesting.
Yeah, and will potentially hit a little different in the current context of cruise ships playing a weirdly large role in the crisis. One of my favourite ever film festival experiences was the premiere of a film called Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Oh, I loved that movie. That was such a good one.
Yeah, it was a big deal at the time, but it's sort of, you don't hear a lot of people talking about it these days. But it seemed to herald, the arrival of a major new filmmaker, and it was got Oscar nominations and all sorts of stuff, but the guy's finally made his follow-up movie. This director, Ben Zetlin, it's called Wendy. It's a take on the Peter Pan story.
Oh, cool.
And you can kind of see how his approach would suit a story about sort of kids in their own little special place doing their own thing. So I'm excited to see Wendy.
Beasts of the Southern Wild was one of those movies that, yeah, I can still remember it so vividly, and I think I watched it at that film festival and haven't seen it since, but it really made a mark in my brain, so I'm super excited to see what he's got in store.
Yeah, it was a very memorable screening, and it is weird how that film has kind of sort of disappeared a little bit, just in relative to how big it felt at the time.
Mm.
There is a horror film that was screening at Sundance when I was there earlier this year called Relic that a lot of people were getting very excited about. I intended to go see it, but I accidentally saw a different film instead called Amulet. You can kind of see how you get those two
I can see.
But Relic is part of the Incredibly Strange lineup, curated by Ann Simpson, always one of my favourite parts of the film festival. It's a haunted house movie about the insidiousness of senility, which...
What is that?
You know, people going senile.
Oh, yes.
Which is a 43-year-old is something I can very much relate to. Old as fuck. And one of my favourite things that they do during the festival is play old films on the big screen, obviously.
Yeah.
Not so much the big screen part of it this year, but they're doing a reissue of a Peter Weir film called The Last Wave. And I just love Peter Weir so much. He's an Australian filmmaker, made Picnic at Hanging Rock and Dead Poets Society and a whole lot of other amazing films. And any chance to focus on him is a one worth taking, and it's The Last Wave was a film he made in the late 70s starring Richard Chamberlain, having a lot to do with Australian Indigenous communities. It was one of the first proper kind of evocations of that world on cinema, so that's a cool film that's great they're bringing back for this. So yeah, those are just a couple of the titles I'm excited about. There's a lot more on the website, and I think, you know, in the current situation, the festival kind of needs our support.
So totally.
Get in there, you can buy tickets for stuff now, I believe. It all kicks off properly in about 2 weeks.
I think you can buy like a group price too, which is cool if you want to get a bunch of mates around at your house. You know, pay for that group ticket and support the film festival and have a very nice time. You can have your own personal screening. It'll be lots of fun.
Yeah, indeed.
Fabian, those were some fantastic picks. Thank you very much. And we will talk to you again this time next week.
Indeed. Speak to you then. Have a great weekend.
You too. Ka kite.
See you later.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Thank you very much, Fabian.